because Mark does to me.
We always did these when I was a kid, belly flops.
Oh.
Go take a belly flop.
Well, I was
going to
say, maybe boys would do it.
Mm-hmm. If you, the things you'd lay wood across to saw it up would be.
Well, there's two of those articles. I noticed that in your.
Yeah, that's right. That was on the questionnaire.
One of them is a buck saw. That's what you use for the.
The buck saw.
Two
would be
X's.
What you...
Two X's, you see, and sits on a forced leg. And the other one is the cross cuts, what you use for a saw.
Sawing the logs with.
Yeah, saw the logs and two X. Trees cut down.
You put the planks across the
sawhorse.
Yeah, everybody in a rail or a stick of wood or limb.
I'm just trying to get straight. What do you call the X things in? A sawbuck or a buck saw or a sawbuck?
That's a, some of them call it a sawbuck, some just say sawhorse.
I see. And the A-shaped ones, the one that a carpenter uses? In other words, they don't have an X shape. They're a sort of a triangle there.
Now that'd be for
four limbs.
I don't know. I don't know enough about carpentry. That'd be for sawing
planks.
Fancy cuts.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I remember answering both of those, but I don't remember.
Well, I can check on that. I've got that anyway, so we don't have to worry about it. I want to keep the hair out of my eyes, which I'd like to very much. I could use a comb, or I could use a...
Bobby pin?
Yeah. That's a thought. Yeah. Get it cut off. Use a comb or a
brush.
And you want to sharpen straight razor, you sharpen it.
Understand.
If you're going to go hunting with a rifle, you'll need...
Which would be...
Bullets.
They call them...
Yeah, shells.
Well, that would be for a shotgun, I think. For a rifle, you take...
Cartridges.
And children play on some kind of toys. They used to make a lot of homemade toys. And one, they take a board and...
Teeter totter.
And kind of jump on, go round and round.
Merry-go-rounds.
And you ever have a juggling board?
No.
Board. And you bring in coal to the fire,
coal hod, or sometimes you see a coal bucket.
And if you have some dirt in the front yard and you want to take it to the backyard, and you wheel it in a
wheelbarrow.
And you want to sharpen your scythe and you're out in the field.
You might have brought along
to sharpen it on a
whetstone.
And if you're not out in the field, you have to take it back to the barn. You might have a sharp
edge.
If your axle's squeaking, you better
put on some grease.
Say, I'm going to have to
axle grease.
I'm going to have to
grease it.
Grease it.
Grease it.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said again. I'm going to have to
just repeat.
Grease it.
Grease it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you said grease it.
Well, they have now for wagons. They call it an axle grease.
I know, but you didn't say grease.
Grease.
Mm-hmm. You said grease it.
Grease, yes.
Grease it. Okay. Misunderstood. I checked. You have to fry eggs in a skillet. You have to wash the skillet because
it's very, skillet's greasy.
It would be greasy.
And before electricity, you had a certain kind of material.
Kerosene lamps.